After more than 20 years of sobriety, the actor Philip Seymour Hoffman died of a suspected overdose after he reportedly began abusing prescription drugs and then moved on to heroin. The transition between prescription pill abuse and heroin is a problem addiction specialists have been focused on for years. In New York City, the rate of abuse for prescription painkillers isn't as high as the rest of the country, except on Staten Island, where their impact is wide and deep. The city's health department says three times more people OD from painkillers there than in the rest of the city. Radio rookie Tessina Berkey set out to discover why Staten Island is a hotspot for drugs.
The mall is the heart of Staten Island.
It's true.
Everyone goes to the mall.
I mean, everyone says on Staten Island, it's either bowling, movies, or the mall.
And then you hit a certain age and you, let's go drinking, let's go, you know, sniff some pills or take some pills.
When she says sniff some pills, she means prescription painkillers. They're known as Oxys, Perks, or Blues. That's the color of the most popular pills. None of my friends use them. And where I live, I don't see people selling. But in other neighborhoods, there are people dealing in the strip mall parking lots or getting high in the parks. These guys were hanging out, smoking cigarettes at the handball courts near the mall. They've all been friends since they were little.
All right, let's say, you know, there's seven of us here, okay? We all go out. It's Friday night. So I pop a blue. Tara turns around. She's like, okay, well, you know what? He popped a blue. I'm going to pop a blue. And now all yous look at us and like, well, they're the only two having fun, so why can't we take them? Now all yous take them.
They said everyone they know has at least tried blues.
You know, I was like six years old. My father died. After that, my oldest brother, he would eat Oxycontins. I was 11 years old watching my oldest brother, who was supposed to be my new father, withdrawing off of drugs. Now I'm finding myself going out there, trying these pills that, you know, my friends have. And, you know, I have this amazing feeling, and I know the next day that I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to do it again. This whole entire island, Staten Island, is being overcome.
Why specifically Staten Island? It's suburbia.
Luke Nasta runs a drug treatment center on the island called Camelot.
My anti-drug cufflinks?
He wears these gold cufflinks that say, no to drugs.
Staten Island has a culture of getting high. And it's always been alcohol. But hey, we got all this stuff, too, that we can do that's manufactured in the United States. It's prescribed by doctors. It's distributed by pharmacies. It's clean. It's sanitized. It's okay.
Luke says that eating a prescription pill, even crushing or sniffing them, isn't frowned on in the same way as using street drugs.
There's no longer do you need to go to the ghetto to buy your drugs.
Actually, the problem is worse in the wealthiest neighborhoods. Tottenville is one of those. This guy, Mike, went to high school there.
Tottenville's the worst. It's all rich people. They can afford it.
Mike wasn't one of those rich kids. He grew up in foster care. He says he would see people sniffing pills off their desk in the middle of class. And it wasn't just who you'd expect. Even the jocks were doing it.
Tottenville had to start throwing caps in the locker room. If you go open a locker, you can open the metal. At least when I went there, and you can put it under that. So everyone used to go in the locker room and deal. There's no cameras. It's illegal. Deans were telling me, like, there used to be kids, like, passed out in there and stuff.
The schools, the cops, and health officials all know it's a big problem for kids on Staten Island. So they started a task force.
Those of you who are here for pharmacy safety and security.
And now New York State is requiring doctors and pharmacies to keep track of all prescriptions with a centralized database.
The pill capital of the world.
I went to a training held by the DA's office for a group of 40 pharmacists to learn about the new law. Like it or not, pharmacists end up being the distributors of these drugs.
So we're going to just show you a video to start off. Can you guys hear this?
They queued up a YouTube video by a group of Staten Island rappers. It's called My World Is Blue. Crush and snip it. Blue is my world in this life, how I live it. Come out to Staten Island, pay a little visit. One out of every three kids probably got them. And if the cops come, I just pop them. There's a teenage girl dressed up as a little blue fairy waving a wand while a bunch of guys run around buying, selling, and sniffing pills off their kitchen table. I'm on a first name basis at the pharmacy. I'm there all the time. I think they are to me. I got the fake and my rod with the same. It shows how blues are really used on the island.
obviously that got cut off a little bit, but this is what we're fighting against. Yeah.
That first video, was that a parody or a satire, or was that a real promoter of it?
They know it way too well.
Yeah.
On point. We have someone in our office dedicated to surfing the web. We've actually shared that video with him, and now he's going to try to facially recognize everyone in the video and track them back.
Yo, that's my boy. That's you actually heard that video?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that popular.
It turns out,
what?
Mike grew up with the rappers.
My boy showed me that.
That's Staten Island.
That's so funny.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's all the kids I used to sell and stuff. Those are like the big kids, you know what I mean?
He used to watch those guys snorting pills when he was just starting middle school. But Mike says he didn't start using painkillers until much later.
About 6-7 months ago, and I was living on my own. I mean, that's when I was like kind of getting into it, because my friends were doing it, and then I started doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going through mad stuff, so like, it just helped.
Mike says he never had a problem getting access to pills. His mom was abusing them, so all he had to do was open up the bathroom cupboard. When he was 13, he found his mom in her room, nearly dead from an overdose. He's been in and out of foster care ever since.
You have a lot of friends left, or most of them are just kind of in that?
I mean, I'd still talk to a few of my friends, but most of them are in jail right now, honestly. Most of them are locked up. One of my friends actually passed away not too long ago. One of my friend's brothers passed away after that. Yeah, mostly people like that, you know what I mean? So I don't really talk to them anymore, because they see someone die, you think they would stop. They just do more.
And some of them even started doing heroin, which is $5 a bag compared to $25 for a pill.
Once blues don't give you that kickstart anymore. That
heroin just like kind of jumpstarts it?
Yeah, it's just like heroin just takes that place instantly. And it's not even that. Some people just can't afford it anymore.
Yeah, so we are seeing a rise in heroin overdose mortality in New York City.
Dr. Magdalena Cerda has been studying how some addicts switch from prescription pills to heroin.
This risk of transition is particularly pronounced among whites. We know the patterns, and one of the patterns is that whites are more likely to use and to die from prescription opioid overdose. It might just be because they're the ones abusing prescription opioids more.
Dr. Cerda told me that poorer patients and minorities are less likely to be prescribed painkillers than wealthier white patients. And most of us on the island are white, 78% according to the most recent census. But the rest of New York City is only 44% white.
Social networks might be tighter within Staten Island. It's a small place, people know each other. And so if you are embedded within a social network where other people have prescriptions for opioids, then you might be more likely to access them.
According to a federal study, nearly 80% of people who recently started using heroin used to abuse prescription painkillers.
It's the same damn thing. OxyContin, hydrocodone.
That's Luke Nasta, the drug treatment counselor.
Percocet, codeine, they're all synthetic opiates. And when you take them for reasons other than their intended purpose, which is pain, you are running the risk of developing a lifelong dependence on opiates.
And on Staten Island, in the past 3 years, fatal heroin overdoses have more than doubled. The rate of overdose deaths here is higher than any other borough. People like Luke believe that's because of the island's trouble with blues.
Things are bad and they're going to get worse. It's dying that's going to make the difference. I wish I was wrong, but I know I'm not.
For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Tessina Berkey.
Tessina's story was reported with Ali D'Amato, produced by Courtney Stein, and edited by Kari Pitkin.